Dearest Jesus, your love makes our hearts open with devotion. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. That is beautiful. By the way, before we get to anything, I don't even want to say who the guest is. Jennifer Lopez is pregnant, and she is having twins, her dad says.
Oh, nice, Dad.
Nice job. And nice job, Jennifer. Way to fuck nice.
How long have we been wondering about that?
Oh, my God. I've been wondering since show 32. We're on 663 now. It's Michael Matera. Crazy Mike is in the studio with us. How you doing, buddy?
Heyo! I'm good, man.
You never know what mic you're going to get.
Today's caffeine-riddled Dunkin' Donuts, Mike.
Do you know our audience bets on what mic is going to be in here? Depressed Mike, crazy yeah. Mike, caffeine Mike.
I get comments on MySpace of which type of mic should come in. They're like, no more depressed Mike. And then other people are like, I like depressed Mike.
I say gay Mike, and that's how I bet safely. Going to Dunkin' Donuts. There you go. There you go. Try to go through a drive-thru with Michael Matera in the car. Oh, hilarious. Nothing funnier. There is nothing funnier than acting like you're a faggot and your buddies.
Well, the best part about it is it's only that funny when the person that's with you is scared of being recognized as a homosexual the next time they go through the drive-thru.
Really? Is that the only difference? That these people, you,
yeah,
get to do this faggot voice, and if it makes somebody, me, uncomfortable, I'm a homophobe.
If me ordering
an iced coffee is being drowned out by he loves balls on his chin, then apparently I'm not an adult and I'm a frat boy homophobe.
Yes.
See, I think you're confused about Keith, and a lot of people get this kind of confusion.
Love dick.
I know you do.
He's not a homophobe.
I don't think he's a homophobe. But I just know that he gets uncomfortable, and for me, it just makes me want to fuck with him and do what
he
I
He gets
do.
Uncomfortable because he feels like the person working there is not interested in this and is just annoyed, and he just wants to get his coffee and like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't seem like you really pick it on me. It's like you're picking on this guy.
Anything to make anybody uncomfortable, I'm all for.
Do you think you make real gays uncomfortable that hear this story and go, maybe that's why we're not being taken seriously?
No, because...
Fuck them, they're gays.
No, I don't think so. I think I'm doing them a service.
Oh, really? Getting the word out?
Because it's totally not a stereotypical thing I do. Yes, it is. My brother loses his shit, man. Like, I do that in elevators with him, and my brother... I've told you guys about my brother.
Of course, he's not... What, he's normal?
No. You know, he's a Republican and a hunter, and he is all that. And he doesn't have any black or gay friends, and, like, he's just like... Why? He gets mad. He's like, why you gotta fucking do that shit? Why you gotta act like a fucking ass? Why you always gotta be a dipshit? And I was like, because that's what
he's
I
He's got
do.
A lot of words for it.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to dip my shit in your... Enough!
Yeah.
Enough!
What'd you say about ass? Yeah, I act like ass.
Now, I think thanks to people like you, there's not going to be a gay president ever.
I don't think they'll
I think
be
it's because
no
of people
what.
Like you.
Okay.
That's what I think.
I got nothing for that one. I'm just enjoying my Dunkin' Donuts. Let's plug the fuck out of them.
Yeah, can you stop?
You know what? We do get these things. We got one from them, by
like
the way.
I like to dunk my donut.
This guy goes, you know, he worked at Dunkin' Donuts, and he goes, hey, thanks for the unintentional plug. Here's some free coffee.
Oh, really? Like,
okay, now thank you. But how about we work something out now?
Yeah.
Let's talk businesses. Hey, you mentioned Stouffer's French bread pizza. Here's a coupon. Yes. Thank you, Stouffer's, but I see that as an insult.
We really did get coupons.
I appreciate the food I like for free, but...
Can you talk to somebody a little higher up about like getting in touch with one of our ad agency? Thank you very much. Thanks, Wizard.
So anyway, going over Super Tuesday real quick. In New York City, Clinton won, barely, 57%. 7% of the votes, Obama 40%. I figured though. 1 million people voted for Clinton, 696,000 for Obama. John Edwards got 1% of the votes, 19,416 people. If you recall, he quit.
I know.
He's not running, dumb fucks.
Why is he on there then?
Because it would have already been put on. It would have been too late to take off these ballots. Okay. And people don't even know that.
And plus it was a litmus test just to see how stupid the American public is.
The biggest state that voted so far out of 15 states voted Tuesday, Oklahoma. John Edwards got 10% of the votes. He's not in it.
That's going to be his next campaign thing. Like, hey, even when I quit, I got all these votes.
Right. It's like that guy that fucking beat Trent Lott when he was dead. Right. Remember that? Like a couple years ago when Trent Lott got beat by a fucking dead guy?
When people go, Keith, why didn't you vote in the primaries? That's actually more important because look at what we're dealing with. Who cares? We're all going to die, and who cares?
I didn't vote in the primaries either. Now I'm upset I didn't because, I mean, I'm not registered in New York yet. Right. I'm still in Maryland. But
Because you wanted Obama?
I don't know who I want yet, actually.
And that's
well,
why
think
you
about
vote.
It. If you voted in the primaries, who would you have voted for? You even have a day longer than everybody else to decide.
I mean, probably, you know what? I probably would have voted for Obama.
Okay, let me put you down. It's 696,877. Let's add it up, and Clinton still won.
My friend's really, like, this comic friend of mine, Ian Gary, is fucking really funny, by the way, guys. He's into Ron Paul, big time. Like, I don't know. Like, Ron Paul, he's a Republican, obviously, but he's an independent originally, and for as much as he's against, you know, whatever, he's not for gay marriage or he's against abortion, he doesn't believe in federalizing or making any kind of, you know, legislation passing it as a federal law.
Ron Paul's thing is more, what do you call it, more domestic. He definitely thinks our freedoms are being taken away.
Oh, totally.
He's not caring so much about foreign policy.
Well, no, he does care about foreign policy.
I'm
for
sure he does. I'm not saying
he
doesn't care.
He spoke out like a motherfucker against 9/11. He's like one of the only people that I think that has been against it since day one and put Giuliani in his place during the debates, which is I thought was really
okay.
Great.
But his foreign policy is not, you know,
it's not
war or anything like that, or messing with other countries. Let's worry about our country.
I can't delve that.
I saw his commercials. I'm telling you what he told me.
Well, I'm not saying his foreign policy is based solely on Iraq. That's all I'm saying. All I know is what his stance was on Iraq. I don't know.
Well, by the way, just to make it clear, John Edwards beat him out.
Everybody beat him out. I mean,
John Edwards beat him out in New York and California, the only people that would give Ron Paul a chance.
Do you think that Obama has a chance if New York didn't vote for him?
Yes, I do.
Do you think that the South is going
Who
to
voted
vote
for Bush? New York didn't vote for Bush. California didn't vote for Bush.
That's different. That's Republican.
Right.
I don't know.
Obama just took like four red states or five red states, I think, that Bush won previously. You know what I'm saying? The last election. Yeah, he won like four red states. And I was reading, what was the percentages? Like 65% of the young white, whatever.
I have this over here. Majority of women, 52%. By the way, majority, 52. Who cares? Through the support to Senator Hillary Clinton of New York versus 45% for Senator Barack Obama. Among men, the trend was reversed with 42% of men backing Clinton and 53% backing Obama. It's kind of the same thing. The former first lady was spurned by women only in Illinois, where she got just 33%. New Mexico, where she was being edged out by Obama, 43% to his 47%. Black voters of either gender went overwhelmingly to the Obama camp. In all, 86% of black men and 79% of black women voted for Obama. Illinois, again, was a big win for Obama, with 95% of black voters voting for him. The state, of course, that sent him to the Senate in 2004. But white women appeared to strongly support the white female candidate. In all, 58% of white women said they had voted for Clinton versus 38%.
It's funny how people work. Like, I guess she's got parts like me, so I think she's going to do a good job. Because I do a really good job, and I have these parts.
What's like how many people are voting for really not... You know, like, it didn't work.
Do Hispanic... Hold on, I'm sorry.
No. No, I was just saying that the whole, like, vote or die thing. And I've always said this. Like, why do you have to vote if you don't know what's going on? I'd rather you stayed the fuck home. Instead of being mad that Keith Malley didn't vote in the primaries, I don't know enough. You're welcome. You don't need me to vote. Who cares that there are... Because when people vote, most people are ignorant. They just are about almost anything in general. So they don't know much about politics. You don't need them to go out there and make up reasons. I would vote for Obama only because let's see a black president in my lifetime. See what happens. Let's see what the fuck happens. I don't know. I bet more rap. You know, there's going to be a lot of lyrics with Obama for president. I would like to go, do we still keep you down now? One of you is president.
I want to see that Obama girl keep going strong. That bitch is hot. That's all I want. I watched her online last night, like two or three videos. That chick is fine.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, who's this?
You're kidding me, right?
No.
The Obama girl.
The Obama girl?
That you're making a joke.
You're busting my balls.
No. What are you talking about?
Obama girl is this chick that is like in love with Obama and really supports him. And she's like this fly-ass like little Latina mommy from New York City that's made like a bunch of videos. It's on this website called barelypolitical.com.
Okay.
And she's had like over 100 million like downloads.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah, she's been to like all the conventions like Fox, CNN, like Good Morning America. She's been on like...
Do you know how many 100 million is?
Yeah, it's a lot.
100 million?
That's what it said. It said 100 million. All right. I mean, I'm not making it up. I don't lie, guys.
Does she sing songs?
Yeah, she sings songs, she dances, she's like half naked, like bikinis, and like talking about how she loves Obama and like how when he gets to be head of state, things won't be as hard or something. Like, it's very suggestive.
Very innuendo-ish.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the thing I want to say, evidently like 65% of Latinos or something voted for Hillary Clinton. And I don't know. Did you guys know, like, some gross... Here, let me make a gross generalization.
Okay.
That Hispanic people don't care for black people. Have you heard this? Because, I mean, I've heard it through friends that I know.
Sure, I've heard it, yeah.
Yeah.
But, no, I mean, I haven't heard of that.
I don't know.
I thought they got along very well.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nobody gets along with black people. Right?
I thought they were...
Is that right?
I thought they were...
Not Italian?
If you're going to pick... No, not Italian.
Not Italians.
Italians hate everyone.
It's kind of like
Jews.
Everybody... It's kind of like... Everybody has a discrimination towards Jews and blacks. Like, it's kind of like that. The one thing that's, like, known. Like, everybody's... Every little culture's got something against, you know, them for some reason or another.
I think more blacks, though.
I don't know, man.
I think blacks are hated more than Jews.
6 million blacks weren't put away forever.
You're right. We treated them nice. You're right.
That reference, though.
You're right.
No. Saying. All right, cool. Now we got that one out of the way.
See, and I wouldn't want you voting. You're stupid. That's what I mean. No, I'm just saying.
About what I just said? I ask a question. That means I wanted knowledge from you. I desired your wisdom, Keith.
Oh, we have our resident Mexican chiming in. Jess NYC, for the record, I love blacks. There you have it, ladies.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I was off. That one Mexican settled it.
But she also loves Jews, so I don't know.
But not everybody's as cool as us, guys. And, you know, come on. Everybody's not as open-minded as us.
Jim Wizard said, I was a judge for the election yesterday, and in Illinois, you must declare your political party in primary elections. Of course, only Republicans can vote for Republicans and Democrats for Democrats. And independents cannot vote. They can only vote, you know, in the final election. But not general elections. And he didn't know why. And I was writing this on the forums, and I said, it makes plenty of sense why you have to declare in primary elections. Otherwise, let's say you're Republican. Say it. And you know McCain will win already. Then the smart vote would be to sabotage the Democrats from picking somebody for them that has no chance of making it. And if enough smart scumbags did that, and your big state can endorse a loser, you have a better chance at the big picture. And switching your party and then switching back in vote time would just be too much work. Nobody would do it. And that was my brilliant theory. And then Toby from Latrobe said this. Speaking of smart scumbags, did you see what happened in West Virginia? The McCain supporters somehow got together and decided an early win to upset Mitt Romney by his fellow ultra-conservative rival Huckabee would hurt Romney more than if McCain flat-out beat him. So these fucking bumpkins for McCain caucused for Romney. Who the fuck would have guessed West Virginians had it in them? They can't figure out not to fuck their sister, but they can carry out complex political strategies. If only they could put that energy into dental hygiene, there might be more than 8 teeth per congressional district. Well, the end part, I don't know why that was necessary. But yeah, people are they play all these games, and they take the time to think it through. Those are the people that I want to worry about the vote. They know what's going on. They try to play these tricks. But it makes absolute sense why you shouldn't be able to, you know, vote what Democrat you want. Is like, you know, people would do that shady shit. You would deliberately vote so that they get a bad person when the final election.
Sure, there's always going to be people to get away with everything, no matter what we're talking about.
Do you guys know what the time limit that you have to change your voting registration?
No.
Like between, if you vote, say you vote Republican in the primaries,
you could.
Can you switch over to Democrat for the actual election?
I'm quite sure you could, because I believe people can still vote. And it's not too late. I believe. I don't think you should be able to, but somebody will correct me right now. But I do think you are able to. I'll find out in a minute.
Yeah.
I'll tell you in a second here. Oh, schwells. Let's talk about these presents, by the way, today that I got my girlfriend. Let's switch gears for a second.
Presents.
Presents.
You sound
by
like,
the way, your girl smells good. Y'all should know that out in KET.
I took a shower.
Mm-hmm.
She smells yummy.
I like her.
And okay.
So I got her just like a nice surprise. Out of nowhere,
mm-hmm.
These things that she wanted. Is it called a pedometer?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that says she's into running now, and it'll say how far she's been running. You plug it into your computer, it'll gauge how you've been doing, and there's all these different things about
it. Was the sweetest thing, because I was getting ready to run on the machine, and he put it, like, right where I would see it, where the water bottle goes, in a, like, gift bag and stuff, with a card and a note,
cute.
And it was really
Isn't
sweet.
Isn't that nice?
That's nice. Really nice.
Then later on, she goes into the bathroom. She's going to take a shower, and she finds more presents wrapped up in old Christmas wrapping. And I didn't worse wrapping. I also couldn't find the scissors.
You're not a good wrapper? I would think you'd be very
You
gentle.
Would think I'd be good. No.
Or intricate. And...
I try the best I can, but
By the
again,
way, even if he is good, he's not going to admit it because I'm in the room, and he just wants me to wrap all the Christmas presents always.
You know what?
We tried 1 year. Remember that?
My brother Ken did that. He said, but he had Christy wrap it up and go, my sister, don't look at that. That's for you. But if you can wrap that up for me.
No. That was me, babe. I wrapped it for him. That was me. He told me not to look at that.
Way to fuck up the story, honey. Way to fuck up the story.
Thank you, right?
Thanks.
I got a girlfriend that cannot lie about anything. Or not even lies, like silly stuff. So the other day, we went out to dinner. Like, that was a week ago. I wouldn't really call that the other day. I guess not. Well, one time we went out. So anyway, she goes into the bathroom, and there's presents waiting for her there. Now, why is it in the bathroom? Because it has something to do with the bathroom. And it's this hair dryer she wanted. And it's a to-go hair dryer. It folds up nicely. But she looks at it, and she has to say, you know, well, you know, I don't want to say anything, but it's kind of a small hair dryer. You know, could it be, I wanted a good hair dryer. Is there really a point to that?
Well, my point was, I have a hair dryer, and so I'm fine. So what I want is the super duper hair dryer that, like, it takes me such a long time. Like,
really?
But
you don't have that much hair.
I only blow dry my hair for like a minute at a time, tops. But I figure if I get a stronger hair dryer, that minute will go that much farther because there is a difference between hair dryers. Anyway, so he gets me the small one, and I'm like, and I feel bad, but it's like, I don't know what to do with this one.
Is that for my vagina? That's not big enough for my head.
And so she says, well, is this good? How do you know it's good? I'm like, well, look at it, 1,200 watts. She goes, oh, I guess that's good. I'm like, all right. So then she opens the other one, and that's how I trick her. Obviously, that's the mega super duper hair dryer. I got you. You take the other one on trips, and you can go all over the place. There's a European attachment with that one. But this, of course, is the one you want. And from there... how much money did I spend? Don't buy gifts. Is actually the worst thing I could have done.
I know. I'm the worst. Don't get me presents.
You asked him how much he spent and like scolded him for buying you something.
I'm not
that
scolding.
You
I'm trying to be as nice as possible. But it goes
to how she can't lie. Her face is just like, it's not anger. It's not sadness. But it's just like, why?
We're supposed to be fiscally responsible, honey.
Meanwhile, we're going to go out tonight. Not bat an eye.
We're batting eyes. We're eating.
Apparently we are. Buying all three of these gifts was less money than just her and us going out dinner, not even thinking about it. Not a fancy dinner,
then
but not even thinking
me?
About it.
Because
why didn't I tell you? When do I buy you presents even?
I don't know.
I don't.
He doesn't. Accept his love.
Right. What? I don't get you nothing.
Grab your ankles. You're punished. Handcuffs on now.
Well, okay. The thing is for my birthday, he put a blow dryer on our Amazon wish list. Because to me, the Amazon wish list for me is stuff that I cannot justify buying for myself. But it would be so nice to have. It's like, that's the kind of thing. So he put a $150 hair dryer on the Amazon wish list. I'm not buying a $150 hair dryer. But if I get that in the mail, I will jump for joy. But... If he gets it for me, it's like me buying it for me because we share money. So when I open that up, I'm like, oh my God, how much did you spend on this blow dryer that we just fucking did our budget and I'm about to drop dead?
It's like I gave up 4 lap dances for this.
Right.
That's how he equates it.
I haven't been going out right.
We need to go do that, by the way, man. I was thinking about that. What? I don't know. Didn't I tell you? We need to go get some lap dances.
Okay,
well,
done.
Apparently he can't because I have a blow dryer.
No, that's all right. I got you covered.
I'm going during my night. You know what? I was going to buy more gifts tomorrow. Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck that.
We're going out.
Let's go to scores or something.
I can't.
Look, here's Brother Love writing in. You should have let me get the hair dryer like we originally discussed. I remember that day, too. That was a whole other discussion. Like, is the hair dryer on Amazon? I'm like, you know what? You're getting the hair dryer. That's all I can tell you. Can you just let it go? It's like, tell me. Until it goes like, I'm having somebody get you the hair dryer for your birthday. You fucking ruined it. What are you doing? And then there's a whole crying thing, and that was ruined. There's never been a good day to get her a gift. It's always turned out to hassle. Every fucking time.
But you're probably like me in the sense that, like, if you think she's going to like something, you love her, you're going to get it. It makes her happy.
No,
it makes you happy.
It doesn't make me happy. I told him that. The only gifts that make me happy are really tiny ones that have a lot of thought.
Because you have guilt.
I don't want it.
Okay, that's not his fault, though. What I'm saying is I understand where he's coming from because, like, I bought, like, 3 gifts for Jessica this past like two
your
weeks.
Ex that yeah, you're not yeah. in love with, right? And
I didn't say I'm not in love with
no,
her.
No, we all give gifts to people, but go on.
I did not say I am in love with her. I know that. But whatever, I just bought her three gifts. Like I don't know, I spent like fucking $100 on her just right. to like send her stuff. And I'm going to get some jewelry for it,
and too. It feels nice to do, too. She's taking away this nice thing to do.
I know.
Email me if you want to be a gift recipient.
Oh, my God.
How dare you take this away from me?
When he told me, he's like, I got someone to get you blow dry, I started crying. I was like, you don't...
And I got you nail clippers. Oh, my God. You no, didn't do it, that, did you? And a nail even... file. She's like, I'm coming. Seriously.
No, it was a bad crying. I'm like, you're ruining it. How do you know how much somebody wants to spend on me? Now it's like the only thing that they can get, and they're going to feel bad if they don't get it. And then they're spending too much money. It's not money that they put aside for me. They're already coming to my birthday party, which is costing them money to even come, you know, that's like present enough. Don't tell people to get me presents. And I just like my
like
head
that's what I do
split.
Like they don't want, like Brother Love didn't want to get you something, and he's asking me
but
what
don't I, but a blow dryer that like who knows how much it's gonna cost. I don't know, tell him like $10 towards Thai food or something. Nothing.
The moral is, everybody out there listening, send a gift to Hemda. Send a gift, no matter how small. Wrap it up, even if you have to be wrapped, put it in a plastic bag.
Yeah, okay, but is this
and as she opens it, I'm gonna go shrug.
But is this scumbaggy when I get gifts from people who listen? It doesn't bother. It makes me feel really happy because I don't know their financial situation.
So you can accept a stranger's love, but not your boyfriend's.
Yes, because wow. I don't know if that, like, for all I know, they have this great job and this is money
that's
okay.
Let's make it clear to people. Can we make it clear to people that the money I spent on this gift is neither here nor there to our financial situation? Is that true or false?
I don't know. I don't know how much you spent.
Now you know, $150. Now, is that true or false?
I think that's too much to spend on my blow dryer when I have a blow dryer.
Does that blow dryer make you happy?
Not now.
It makes
yet.
Nobody happy.
Not yet. It'll make me happy later.
That blow dryer's gonna make you happy.
It will.
Is it gonna make it
when
easier
I calm
for
down.
You? Is it gonna make it easier for you to get ready?
I don't need that much ease.
Is
in
it gonna
life.
Make it easier?
I don't need that much ease. Just give me a washboard and I'll figure out how to dry my hair.
Hey,
my mom did it.
Hemda, look at me.
Oh God.
Look at me. Listen. Stop. Seriously, this is serious. Look at me. You're worth it. You are worth it, okay? Here, hold my hand.
Touch my
wiener. What? Nothing. Keith, but, back to you.
By the way, I got a robe coming. Whoever wants it, email me.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, no, because I mentioned a robe.
I want a robe with one of those. What are
those
Jewish...
I do want a towel robe.
You're not
so bad.
It.
I know.
Sorry.
Good. No, that's
You
okay.
know what I'm going to do that's creative? I'm going to take cardboard and cut pockets and tape it to a towel. He's so thoughtful. No, and in those cardboard pockets, pictures of us.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And cut out the back of it so when you go take a shit, you don't have to take it off.
Right.
That'd be nice.
Then my butt will never be dry.
You take wet shits?
My God.
No, I mean if the towel doesn't cover my butt. Oh, God. Yeah, don't get me the towel.
You're
I'll
not
put
getting
it on the Amazon
list. Listen close. You're getting nothing from me.
Good. Did you finally understand after 5.5 years?
Good. No, I want to shoot myself in the fucking neck. Do you understand that?
You'll get nothing.
Right.
No more.
Now, I do believe you about Valentine's Day. Your girlfriends will get flowers and you won't feel bad. However, you start watching movies or you talk to your girlfriends about, you know, out of the blue, you know, I get them. This is what happens. We've been out and I've seen it. What? You know what? Me and friends of ours, you know, me and my husband, we don't get each other gifts for Christmas or whatever because it's stupid and it's too much. But if I see something that he would like, I get it for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's us too. Okay, here's a hair dryer. Oh my God, well, I need it for my fucking eyeballs because apparently you don't know nothing about nobody. And then if I don't give you a gift, yeah, that's what we'd. Oh, right.
No.
I actually get fucking nothing.
No, come on. I have never, ever, ever even like hinted that, oh my God, I get nothing. I get everything. I get
you
cards
have.
Randomly.
That's not true.
What?
That is not true.
I do not. I think that's your male situation
okay.
going on.
Okay, I made
there.
It up, but it's
I really,
happened.
I really do, and I don't know if like you're not around or something. I get random cards
from him.
Yeah,
that's
like
sweet.
I woke up this morning. I turned
Keith,
over to
gay.
See where he
see?
Is.
Keith is gay.
And I got a letter saying how much someone's in love with me. How nice is that? That's what I want.
I check her. I am. I know what she's doing with somebody else.
No, but I didn't want you to sound so gay, but I guess I'm already saying
no,
it.
You sound really
no, but it's like random Keith. Notes. He knows that I'm going to head this way, like it's in the kitchen now or whatever. That's what I want. I don't want to tell girlfriends. What am I telling girlfriends about? That you got me a blow dryer?
just a fucking blow dryer?
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. That's you got me a fucking blow dryer?
Hey, what do you get me next month? A blender?
Yeah, exactly.
All these things are to go out with you and look nice for your friends. Yeah. And well, would you like me to...
On.
Oh, a pan. You got me a pan.
I love pans.
I didn't hear that. Well, you're not getting one from me.
Yeah. Good, because you'll pick the wrong one. I don't want it from you.
Oh.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Was that blow dryer the wrong color?
Now we're getting somewhere. Was it Ionic's not good?
Yeah. No, it's not that. It's just, look, I don't need you buying me things. We share the same money. I'll just go buy it.
I think you should rename the show KeithandTheIngrate.com.
How long have you, Ingrate, how long have you wanted the hair dryer?
A long time.
Did you buy it?
I don't want to buy it.
Then quit crying that you don't have a hair dryer every fucking day. How about that? Is that a fair compromise? I need a hair dryer. I'm a guy. I think it's been on the wish list and nobody knows that. Why would I put it on the wish list? Why did somebody send me a bowling shirt? Can I dry my hair with it? Did I ever ask for a bowling shirt? Did we tell a bowling shirt story? Okay, here's the hair dryer. What the fuck? Why would I want to take it?
I don't want it from you.
And keep it a secret.
Fine. All right. I won't tell you that I want anything ever in life.
Good. I think we're getting somewhere, baby doll.
Keith, I'll be your middleman. You send them through me to her and she'll appreciate them.
No, because I'll feel guilty about you too. You're my friend and you work hard for a living and I know that you have lunches and dinners and all that shit.
That's for you, baby. That's for you.
That's the quality of shit you're going to get from now on.
Good. This is the quality of shit I want.
I love you on a ripped up piece of paper.
With fucking a heart that looks like elbow boobs or something. Oh, man.
Did you have that kind of stuff with your girlfriend?
What, like, no, she's...
This is what guys don't even get. Like, you really think, and don't get in defensive mode, baby, but guys really do start thinking, like, why am I fucking trying? Like, when they go out of their way and they try hard, and it somehow turned bad, and you're like, do you know that I tried this for you? Like, do you even know that? Yeah. You just want to fucking die.
Jessica's great. No, she does. She was very appreciative of everything, and
okay.
Yeah, she was great. She's great.
All right.
No, I know that I am the minority, but hopefully it could be a good thing that you don't have to get me anything.
You know what? I wrote a bit like 2 days ago about how all girls really want, like, just the two girls that I've, you know, whatever, been in love with, like, the thing that they kind of reminisced most that they liked and just enjoyed, they're simple shit, man. Like, just me cooking for them, making a meal, and just, like, hanging out. They're like that. They
no,
both.
I've had that. No, thanks.
You know, he doesn't cook well? Or you just don't?
He microwaved something for me, and it's awful.
You made me Marie Callender's cake?
Mm-hmm. I made chicken parmigiana. Yeah.
No, I'm so particular. I don't even want him I don't even want him making a plate for me for dinner. I will go do it by myself.
Oh, so you're high maintenance. Okay. Well, anyways, I'm just saying.
I'm high maintenance that I will go get my own shit.
You know what it is? She's high maintenance in the way that she's so no maintenance. Like, I really don't do any. It's you. You know what? Let's be honest.
It stems from the
don't
guilt.
Do anything for me. That's why can't I make it easier? Okay.
No, but like for example, today I was like, I'm hungry. I'm gonna go get something downstairs. He's like, you want me to make something? No, because that's what I want to do. The things that I want Keith to help me with are the things that I can't do myself, that I'm not particular with, like, I don't know, electronic stuff and technology things. Like, I don't want to do that. Like, this pedometer, I know I can hook it up to my computer. I know I'm going to be like, here, can you just hook it up to my computer?
Can I tell you
that's
what?
The kind of present I want. I want to hand you things and go, can you fix this or something?
She wants you to be a man, is what she's saying.
I see.
She's like, a nerdy man.
She's like, fix my toilet or my iPod and I'll blow you till the sun comes up.
You know what I'm going to do? Why is there a bow on the toilet? Because it was clogged last night, baby.
Remember that
I'll
meme?
I'll take it.
Let me say, I have this vision running through my head of you with that little pedometer and not walking, but just like at your desk with just your feet going like this up and down.
How many calories?
Yeah. I don't know. That's funny in my head. Okay, that sucks.
Can you see me how many calories I lost? And I check it out. Well, that's not right. Do it again.
Oh, yeah, and then I use the pedometer on the elliptical and just to see, like, to test if it goes well. And I ran, according to the machine, I ran 2.8 miles. But according to the pedometer, I ran 1.4 miles. And so, or 1.6 miles. And I'm like, oh, it said I ran 1.6. And the defeat on Keith's face, like, I already hated the blow dryer. I was excited by the pedometer. I really was. Because I know, like, it's $30 tops and I can handle that.
Wow, so, the guilt runs deep.
Yeah, so, I said, you know, hey, it said 1.6. But, you know, I expected, like, to have issues with the pedometer because I think that that's the problem with it is it might not get all your strides or whatever. And I think it's kind of hard to figure out which pedometer is the best. And he just looked like, fuck, I can't, I'm just not winning today. And I'm just like, no, it's good. I mean, I didn't even know when I picked it. And
I'm keeping it a secret. She just knows my eyes. I'm not being an asshole. I'm not trying to ruin her day. I'm not going, oh, Fromm, fuck me.
No, but I mean, we know each other. I'm going to know how you're feeling.
Has my mom called in yet?
Did you turn on the phones?
Yeah, but let me, and,
I gotta
explain this, your mom thing.
Hold on, real quick, W. Did your parents, is this like a thing from your parents? Like this, were they cheap or did they like scold you or were they really tight with money or what?
My father spent money really well. Like, my father threw money around.
Oh, really?
But my mother was tight, so I got both.
Her mother was tight.
All right. No, my mother grew up really, really poor. Like, yeah. cut the toe part of your shoe when you outgrow it and it's not ready to buy a new
like,
shoe.
Seriously,
like,
that?
Like, seriously, yeah. Like, didn't have a shower, boiled water, and took, like, you can only use half the pot because the other half's for your sister, like, that kind of thing.
That's like my grandfather, yeah.
Yeah, and so my father made a decent amount of money and she was still tight about it. But, I don't know, I'm not a cheapo. Like, I put money towards this but not towards that, and I just feel like it's hard for me to spend money on certain things. That's all.
You're a complicated woman.
She's complicated. I mean, she's very generous. She's, you know, she goes out.
I know.
And, you know, she'll pick up dinner or whatever.
Very nice.
But, like, money-wise, too, I mean. But, okay, now you get this.
I'd rather buy somebody else a blow dryer than me decide that I need to get a blow dryer.
You're a giver, not a taker.
It's very difficult. And maybe that's, like, annoying to my boyfriend. I don't know what to do about it.
Well...
Well, I think we made a lot of headway.
You know you're doing the right thing, Keith. That's all that matters. You're doing your part.
Here you go. Fuck you. Enjoy it. Yeah. It dries your hair. You wanted it.
Well, here's what Jesus says. I used to think Hamda was a perfect girlfriend, but Jesus Christ, she's just as confusing as every other chick. And a pedometer only measures horizontal moves. If there's an incline on the elliptical or treadmill, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm thinking maybe it'll throw it off. Tomorrow I'm running. Friday I'm going to run on the pavement and see how it does.
Right, that's what I think, too. Yeah,
that's why I'm going to test it again.
But whatever, there you go. And you got one, and it doesn't even work. Ben from Hawaii, I bought a hair dryer from Nordstrom's for $200 for my girlfriend. It dries her hair really, really fast. Well, get ready for the fucking problem that you made a mistake in a week. There's a problem with getting ready too fast. You'll see. Rhoda Tate, I got in trouble for buying my wife pearls for her birthday because her mom secretly wanted to give her a string of old pearls. But since I got the pearls, then her mom told her about her plan and then said she didn't want to give them to her anymore. And obviously her mom's pearls are better than mine, so fuck me and I'm in trouble. You can't fucking win. Of course you're in trouble. Then you end up getting in trouble. Oh, I'm your mom. You're so in trouble.
Turn one of them into anal beads and the other one for your neck.
Right. But don't say which one.
Yeah.
Chicks, I tell you, I'm out of town and the weather is really bad here. So I have two choices. Drive 5 hours home to rush hour in the snow just to drive back tomorrow or stay in a hotel overnight. So I ask my wife what she thinks and she says, I don't care either way. Fucking wrong. As soon as I say I'm going to stay, she says, well, I can tell you really didn't want to see me tonight anyway.
I don't do things like that. I think I'm pretty straightforward. See, that's the thing. Like, I'm pretty straightforward about it. I say, please don't get me gifts. I actually say that. I don't think that you take that as a for real, my girlfriend could really not want gifts. It's not like I've been like, oh, my boyfriend doesn't get me anything, and then I shit on your gift. It's that I have an issue, and I'm clear about it. I can't take it.
Is it because you were already mad at me on your birthday that you said this?
No, absolutely not.
But
no,
you
that.
Said, and you didn't even give me anything for my birthday.
No, I said you didn't get me a card. That's what I said.
You also said you didn't get me anything.
No,
Did okay. you get her a
no,
gift for her birthday?
No, because no, I don't want to think give... I should. I didn't. You're
no.
laughing. I didn't think I should. I'm
Why?
Not joking.
You shouldn't. Are you kidding me? I did. I absolutely did not say you didn't get me a present. I said it on the show. I said you didn't even get me a card. And that's because he was a fucktard on my actual birthday. And he'll admit that.
So wait a minute. So if he had not been a fucktard, you wouldn't have brought up the fact that he didn't get you a card.
Right.
But you asked for nothing anyway. You asked for no gift.
I don't want a gift.
So it was like he was supposed to know that you didn't want a gift.
He knows that,
but
I don't want a gift.
Yeah, he was supposed to know that. He knew that. You told him that. But mm-hmm. he was supposed to know in lieu of that, a card is like the bare minimum. You always do that, no matter if somebody says they want a gift or not. You always get them
a
card.
No, I'm very clear about how much I love the cards, and I have to, this is not a mystery. I've told them, like, I really like cards. I really like when they're homemade. I really like them on some, you know, stupid sheet of paper with a heart drawn on it. Like,
I
seriously.
I think he's made up for it.
Yeah. But, you know, it's nothing new. It's not like I'm some confusing girl that is like, oh, but, you know, I don't want this, but I want, like, I said, this is like, I don't want gifts for my boyfriend on holidays and on birthdays. It's unnecessary.
Okay.
Okay, then.
Yeah. My parents got married on Valentine's Day, and now they're divorced. See what happens when you anchor your love to a fake holiday? It's doomed.
You brought this up. You said, did your mom call in? And you were serious. And you told your mom to call into this show.
She doesn't know it's the show.
But no. You did know that she's going to be on the air. Why do you think I'm going to behave? The fact that it's 6 o'clock and she didn't call, I don't think she's going to call.
I feel like she might not either.
But if she did call, yeah. Do you understand the kinds of things I would say? First, I'd congratulate.
I would hope that you would respect my wishes that I told you earlier.
Yeah, and I told you then, no.
No, you didn't.
I said I didn't say I would. Do you understand that obviously one of the first things I would go to was congratulating her on her son who just beat out the Chug the Six-Pack contest?
That would have been fun.
Okay.
I just told you the two things not to bring up because I would just fucking, like, it would be bad.
I don't know why you were giving him ammo, giving him the things that he can't talk
about. Right, you only made me, I didn't take out a pen and paper to write down things I wouldn't.
I'm not like him, though. I'm not confusing. Like, when I mean I don't want gifts, and I don't want my mom talked to me. No, whatever. She's, yeah, she's a great woman. But I thought it'd just be funny to have her call up and be surprised, that's all. You know, probably a bad idea. Usually anything I involve my mom with and my creative world is a bad idea. Hey, Mom, look at this video I did online where I'm ass naked fucking a ghost with my other buddy who's ass naked. And then she leaves me a 7-minute message about how I need God and she's disowning me. And, is that why you're in New York going to acting school to fuck a ghost?
But then, yeah, but then you want her to call this show?
Well, yeah. See, my choices sometimes are off, but it's going to be memorable. Hey, it'll be memorable. You guys, I showed you guys that, didn't I? The sketch I did on the post show, the one with me, like, totally naked, except for, like...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I showed you guys.
Yeah.
How did people see it?
How did people what?
How do other people see
it? Just go to thepostshow.com, and it's called Soulmates. It's, like, one of the first sketches we ever did.
Did your mom see that?
Yeah, she lost her. I told her to...
Why would you show your mom that?
I don't know.
You're an asshole. You're one of those asshole kids. You know what? It's a little different, but it's kind of the same thing. It's my older brother, for example, stopped going to church. This was many years ago. He stopped going to church, and he went out of his way. He doesn't live with her. He went out of his way to tell my mom that. Mom's like, well, why? I don't know if I believe in Jesus anymore. Why are you even saying that? And that's, like, kind of the sketch. Like, she knows you. She doesn't even know. Like, it kind of worries me being a comedian because it's not so, you know, it's not a steady paycheck and this and that. But, okay, I'm getting through with it. Why would you have to show her you being naked? Why do you get a thrill out of that? Your own mother, God bless her soul, salt of the earth.
Wait, I don't think there's anything wrong, first of all, with your brother telling your mom that he doesn't believe in Jesus. It's good to be honest with your family.
I know, scumbag. You would think that. No. It's good to be honest. Why would they have to know that? Well, why would my brother say that to my mom, my parents? Why?
Well, depending on how he was raised and under what form of Christianity and how much it was beaten into him, maybe he had a sense of, like, you know what? I don't believe in the bullshit you believe in kind of feeling, like a little bit of a rebellious, vicious streak, which is a little bit of what I had, too.
Okay.
Right, there's no point to that. That's not right.
What's the point when you're 30 years old or 28?
Well,
what's the point?
I don't know if you're that old. Okay. Maybe there's no point, but I mean, you know what? Okay, I started doing it when I was like 15, so I mean,
that's different. That's We're not different. Talking about teenagers.
You're saying stupid shit.
I mean,
they weren't even listening to you, can I tell you that?
Trust me, she was listening. Yeah, so I mean, when I was, I don't know, I've always told my mom everything, which is actually really great. We have, like, she knows everything.
It's really great. She cries nightly.
She prays to God for me. She thinks it's helping, so. But that's for better or worse, love and hate, whatever we've been through. Like, she does know everything about me, and I love her. She's great. I respect her a lot for that.
My mother loves me because I don't tell her everything.
Oh, yeah. I see. I'm of the ilk that, like, I just feel like families. I don't know. I was really turned off by my family and the secrets.
Families need to pay for the hell they put me through.
Yeah, I mean, no, not so much that. No, I just think, like, you really should be. Families should be open. There's too many secrets and, like, people all this backstabbing and all that kind of, like, just. Sweep under the carpet.
What secrets? That you never believed in Jesus?
No. All kinds of, like, you know.
What secrets do you have that you have to let your mom know? Give me another example. I'm serious.
Of secrets?
What's a secret? That was, well, that what's going to break your mom's heart that you had to let her know?
No, there's a, well, there's a couple maybe other ones that I could tell you later. But, like, you know, like just like this. Like, what kid do you know that would willingly tell his mom when he's 14, like, when she found his weed, like, oh, yeah, I've done acid, too. And, like, you know, when you smoke crack. Like,
why would you tell your mom that? Why, like, would you? I didn't tell my mom I smoked crack.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, I don't know. I just the acid thing was a little bit rebellious, but, like,
you like it. You like this. People are like this. A lot of people are like this.
But
you,
it was also this honesty,
look on
too.
Your it didn't heal anything.
No, but it was honest. It was a part
who
of
cares?
Honesty, too, because...
For you, scumbag.
No,
for you.
No.
It didn't help the family in any way.
It did, because we're closer. I'm telling you. We
really? Because she has a crack story, too?
Because she has a crack story, too? No. She has a Christmas story I told you about when she kind of carried up the stairs, but that was different. No, but, I mean, seriously, like... I don't know. My sense of my relationship with my family, I want, with at least my immediate family, I want it to be a totally open pathway. Though it's like they can come to me, I can go to them, you know, and everybody's supportive of each other and loves each other. And, like, you know,
I don't have to, like, I don't know. I don't need...
It's different for every family, and obviously, yeah. But, like, my family and I, ever since my dad split, we've become a lot closer, I think, just because we've come to rely on each other more and more. And even before that, though, I was
telling
my mom everything.
But he also was bad for your family, so him splitting is a positive thing.
Yes. Yeah.
It's
ultimately
a family closer
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I tell you what, though, even though before that, even though my dad, for all the bullshit and scummy shit that he's done, like, he was a very open, emotional person. Like, he never had a longing of my dad saying, I love you or I care about you or any of that. But my sister definitely had a longing for child support money in the bank. You know, so go, Dad.
Sounds like a good guy.
Sounds like you're over it.
Yeah, no, totally. Yeah, yeah, no resentments, no problems at all.
Tell me one more. Tell me one more thing that you had to tell your mom to heal the family.
I didn't have to tell her nothing. I've told her is healing the family. I just talked
about it.
Of course,
it's not.
No, I just talked about it as being an open pathway. It doesn't have to be healing.
Yeah, like, yeah. Let me tell you what
my
a
mom's told me
is.
Plenty of things that I don't want. It's, maybe I may not want to hear, but it's not. It's almost a catharsis. Like, you have somebody that you can
yeah,
go to
for and, you, yeah. And you have somebody to go to because they're going to be there. It's a scumbag thing that
it's
people
not
do.
A scumbag
it really is.
Thing
yes,
at all.
It is.
No, I love your face right now. No, it's not a scumbag thing to do. If it was a purely selfish motive that I had all the time, yes, it would be. But it's not. The ultimate goal that I have, in like the overview of a relationship, is to have in complete honesty. And some people don't want that with their parents, and I understand that. But for me, what I prefer and what I'd like and what, you know...
Yeah, scumbag son. I don't think it's for you to say. Oh, I did my best trying to fucking raise you. Her number isn't... You said it started with a 4. It's not 443, is it?
Yeah, what's the rest of it? I turned my phone off. It could be...
Does it end in the numbers 016?
It might.
All right. We'll make a phone call.
Does it start with...
Right. You want to keep all these secrets, but hey, what's the phone number?
Let me say hello.
Okay. Might not be. I could be wrong.
Hello?
Hey, Mom.
How can you hear me?
What do you mean, how can I hear you?
I thought you said you were in a dead zone.
No, that's... I'm from a landline right now. That's why. How you feeling?
Oh.
What do you have now? You have a cold or a flu? What did you say?
I what?
You have a cold or a flu. What did you say?
I just said I was sorry I didn't call you between 5:30 and 6 like we agreed.
Oh, no. I didn't listen to any... Would you leave a message on my cell phone or something?
Yeah. Because I tried to call the number you gave me and it just rang and it rang and it rang.
Oh. Well, how's your day going? You feeling any better or what?
No, I'm all right. How's your day going?
I'm doing well. I'm a little sick myself. I got a little bit of a cold, too. Hey,
How many of that vitamin C I gave you?
Yeah, I've got the vitamin C you gave me, Mom. I love you.
Well, you're supposed to take it like every 3 hours, even if you pee it out, some extra help.
That's good to know for sure. I definitely am happy to have you tell me that. but I can't take vitamins or supplements before my surgery, actually starting today.
I can barely hear you because you sound like you're like some tunnel.
Oh, okay. I'll speak louder.
I take Mrs. Matera. This is Keith. I think the reason it sounds weird is because you have a scumbag for a son, and what he decided to do was say, hey, why don't you call me when I'm on a radio show? And he didn't tell you. And looking back, was that a weird conversation you just had with your son a little bit? Where he's being like very vague and strange, and why do you have to call me between 5:30 and 6?
Mom, you're on a radio show.
How can I help you become a success?
Oh.
Do you see what I'm saying? Is she not the best mom? Look at that.
Oh, my God. Right now, say your website or say where you want people to go, because that would just, if I was listening, I would just go there right this second. Do you have a donate button, sir?
Just go to my MySpace page.
He's not going to want me to tell you what I was doing between 5 and 6 while I couldn't call him, because I was watching Oprah and she was talking about the secret and the law of attraction. And if you put out into the universe the things that you want, it's all energy and it's all quantum physics and it comes back to you. So take that to the radio show.
No, I think that's a good thing. I've been reading about the secret. Do you think that Michael and his girlfriend that he keeps buying gifts for, by the way, should get back together?
Jesus Christ.
I don't think you should ever ignore love when it presents itself.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Because there's too few opportunities for true love in the world, and regardless of the problems, if you're old enough and mature enough,
right,
I think that it is worth a shot.
He has some growing up to do.
And you shouldn't let fame and fortune stand in the way. Career never comes before the heart.
No, it shouldn't. She's right.
She's a
good
mom.
You
She's
go.
Very bright. She's
now
absolutely
I'm
sick, right.
And I do not want to be on this show, so I'm going to hang up.
Mom, you're doing great. You should stay on. What are you doing?
No, you just handle this yourself. Okay. This is your chosen passion. I have my own job trying to figure out how to get mortgages.
I love you. Hey, Mom, can you do nationwide stuff still? Can I? Because these people.
No. Let's not go there with that. I love you. Have a wonderful
I'll
afternoon.
I'll bring you lots of business. Come on, Mom.
Yeah.
You sure?
That's okay, honey. You just become famous by yourself and let me off the hook.
I love you.
I love you. Bye bye.
Bye.
Brother Love wants to know if that was really Jamie Lee.
No.
Oh man! Wow, she's really nice. Oh, I just wanted to hug her.
No, she's a sweetheart.
Wow, how are you such a scumbag?
You really do make her cry daily.
Wow.
We didn't get a chance to talk about Jesus or anything.
Oh, thank God. She would have lost. She'd be like, that's when she would have been like, okay, well, I have to go now. It's like, why do you have to have your friends make fun of me for being?
But no, so you've been a little sick? Been a little under the weather?
I got
you don't know when to take your supplements?
She sent you vitamin C. Even she sent this to you in the mail.
Mommy sends me care packages, yes.
But, okay, by the time you tell someone that they're sick and the vitamin C gets in the mail.
I don't even have to tell her I'm sick. She constantly sends me stuff. Like, I have so many tubes of chapstick. I guess she thinks my lips are, like, bleeding constantly. But,
because you mentioned it one time?
Yeah, I was like, I have chapped lips, like, 5 years ago. And she's like, and I sent you some more chapstick. And, like, she knows I'm a sugar freak and she sends me sweet tarts because I love chewy sweet tarts.
Fucking ethnics. My mom would do the same thing and I had to tell her she has to stop. She once came to my job.
By the way, I'm sorry. Do you think the chapstick thing, because you were at a reunion, did the gay voice and she thinks it's easier for you to suck dick and she's trying to be nice.
Wow.
What's wrong with me? What's wrong with her son? You could just tell she's so sweet and her heart is broken daily.
So I break my mom's heart by dating you.
My mom loves me.
But,
my mom loves me.
So she came to my work
one time. It's hard for us to get along, but we get along. It's good.
She brought me these peaches and I'm like, wow, Mom, these are the best peaches I've ever tasted. It was just like brilliant peaches. She's like, really? Every time I saw her for like weeks, it's like, here's peaches that you really like. I hope these are as good as last time. I'm like, Mom. And then I started from then on, I started being like, these are really awesome things that I really don't want in repeat every time I see you, but I am appreciating it right now. Thank you very much.
Right.
I like these.
You have to preface it with that because they'll get emotional about it, man.
Yeah, I don't want to look at her like, I appreciate the peaches, but I don't want her to go out of her way every time. Like, I got to find peaches. Hamda says she's coming over. Oh, my God. If I don't get the peaches, that means I don't love her.
It's a total mental thing. It's a smart move what you're doing because it's like with constructive criticism. You point out the good things. Like, you know, this is what I like. This is what I really enjoyed. And then you like tail end it with like.
Yeah, I'm like, don't worry about getting me this again. But I am so enjoying this right now. And if it ever happens to come up again, I'm going to enjoy it again. But please don't kill yourself to get this for me.
Honey, I appreciate the thought of the dildo and the apple bob thing in the mouth and the zipper mask. But why do I have to take it sexual? Why couldn't I make a fucking clean joke?
Because you're gay. Because that's
joke?
What gay people do.
From the feedback, yes, son, don't ignore love, especially when it presents itself in a back room of a strip club for $1,500.
$2,500.
Find it wherever you can find it.
No, you can't go to the strip club with Keith.
You know what? Did you ever tell your mom that fun story?
Yes, I did.
Of course you did, piece of shit. Yeah. Of course you did. Because you know what? She would want to know that. Yeah. That is a beautiful story a family would want to know.
She's like, how did you get in so much debt? And I was like, well, this is one of those things that happened.
Oh my God, you told your mother that?
Yeah.
Now then, and then your mom tells you things like,
my mother
would
not sleep if I tell her these stories.
I
she literally
your money,
would not sleep.
But spend the money on underwear and socks and food that you need, and you're like, my mom thinks I'm an idiot, and you forget that a month ago, you told the story about spending $2,500 to fall asleep on a couch. With the whore.
She knows that I'm a fuck-up. She knows, like, I have the tendency to be able to be a big fuck-up, but she's very proud of me for... Dude, I've got
Oh, I'd be proud, too.
Hey, I clean my shit up pretty quickly, and I clean up my own messes, too. Like, my parents... I don't have my parents clean up my mess. I'm in my own debt, whatever. Like,
what does that mean?
I fuck up.
My parents don't clean up my mess. I understand if I tell them
some
a fucked-up story.
You have some
hey, Ma, I took care of the crack thing myself.
Yeah, well...
Relax.
Well, there's some kids that, you know, have whatever problems they get into. Mommy and Daddy get them out of it for whatever reason or pay off their debts.
Is that what your mom ever wanted you to do, judge yourself to other kids?
Yes, she did.
She wanted that.
She compared me to the Mitchell kids growing up. Carrie Mitchell's going to Dartmouth. Did you hear about that? Where are you going? Oh, that's right, community college. Because why? I spent $60,000 on a private school tuition. But what did he do? He went to public school. And where is he going?
Oh, that's right, Ivy League.
Oh no, I mean they're allowed to do it in the good way.
Oh no,
you're not allowed to do it in the bad way. Well, this one's a fuck up. And if he jumped off a bridge.
No, my mom definitely compared me out. Oh yeah,
mine too. And it was the same kind of thing. It was like it wasn't the same person. It was always whatever was good for that scenario that would help her story
out. Augmented. Yeah, I hate
that.
Oh
my God. So it was like, I don't know what the hell I was doing with my life, but such and such as kids, they like their parents didn't even help them at all. Here I am killing myself to make you a good person, but I guess I could have just left you alone like these people's parents did. And how are these kids thanking their parents for not doing shit for them? They're taking over their business.
Yeah,
these people can retire. I don't know what you're doing, but I'm not retiring. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
I kill myself. You know what we should have done? And they look at each other. You know what we should have done? We should have just let these kids run around like they want to. We should have just, yeah. I mean, these other people did.
Like you
and
had
look
a choice, right?
And look at how they repay them. I guess if you just leave your fucking kids alone and fuck up, they go the opposite. We kill ourselves for our kids and they just stab us in the back. What are you doing with your life again?
That's fucked up, man. That's
Oh my God.
I think Keith has a little bit of this guilt thing with his parents too. For some reason you feel protective towards your parents or something about like how, because I share whatever I share.
No, I don't share it with my parents either. They do not need to know. My mother, when I joke with her, I'm telling you, no, my brother does it more. Michael will joke with my mother about knocking somebody up as a joke. She will call me for a week going, seriously, you can tell me I didn't sleep last night. I just need to know if it's happening or not so I can say, seriously, I get these fucking calls. I'm
I
like,
would
can
fuck with your mom so much.
Yeah,
if you told
but
your
no,
mom.
Because instead of her calling him because it's not going to help, I get the phone calls. So what we do to each other is, can you not tell mom this because I don't need weird phone calls where she's not sleeping.
But your brother doesn't let up, does he?
No, he doesn't give
a shit.
I like
your brother. I don't think kids understand how the parent forever will worry.
Yeah,
I'm starting to understand it more, actually, though.
If you, as a joke, and I don't know if you did, said to your parents, just in passing at some kind of reunion and left, that your brother's gay and you saw it with your eyes and just leave. Just real quick, like, I know, I'm starting to kind of watch the way he moves. He's starting to look a little gay. And you left, and that was the end of it, and you thought that was funny. They would not be able to help but have dreams and start thinking, is their other son gay?
Of course.
Right. Okay.
Would I do that? Yeah, that would be something that I probably would do, yes. But there's no way in hell they would ever think that my brother is gay.
They wouldn't be able to help it. Did you tell your mom about the jerk-off session with your buddy at age 12? Well, good. Now you got something to talk about.
No, I think I did.
Of course you did.
Actually, no, maybe I might have.
Of course you did.
She knows. I'm telling you, man. She knows.
You were going to announce her phone number on the show so that people can send her clips of what you say.
I'm not going to announce her. No,
what
no, no.
were you about
I
to
was
say?
Gonna, I was going to plug her, where she works as a mortgage
banker.
What
do you think would happen? They would take every clip of every gay thing you ever said. And not just
she
the
knows,
gay thing. The drug-related things.
I'm telling
they
you.
There would be a Michael Matera 2 hours of just you. They would take our parts out.
You're a horrible person because your mom is so hip.
There's not a, no, she's not, no, not at all. It's just that there's not a single thing that anybody could tell her that I haven't already told her.
There's no single thing. Somebody could call your parents'
hooker
phone
crack.
Number and make it break their heart.
It doesn't matter. Why does she need those phone calls anyway?
No, she wouldn't need those phone calls. I was trying to plug her to get some business because the mortgage industry is fucked up.
It doesn't work that way, my friend.
You're telling me they would call up and say other things besides business-related items on the mortgage industry? You mean they would use the number for bad and not good?
Where's she live at?
I know. What the fuck was I thinking? I'm glad I didn't do that.
Right.
Well, she's
here's my mom's
you.
Phone number.
trouble, guys. Don't call her with anything that's not business related.
And definitely don't bring up. I'm kidding. I already told her.
Yeah. Where does she live? Like, what city or what state?
Oh, I'm not going to. Well, what state? Maryland.
Your 10-year reunion's coming up. Are you going to hang out with her and see her during then?
I probably am going to go. I wasn't going to go to the 10-year because I went to the 5-year and it was just like everybody was just. I wasn't really. I was in between like being cool but not cool. Whatever. I hung
in
with
high school, you mean?
Yeah, it wasn't like I wasn't not
cool.
Can I
just say 10 years is not a lot, but I bet some people look really fucked up and you look really young.
Thanks.
You got all your hair, you're very pretty. I think you should go.
Well, I'm going to go for material, I think, cuz everybody's like the bit that I wrote that I love is about like how everybody's divorced now, like all back in suburbia. Remember
isn't
we were talking
amazing?
About
yeah.
that one day, that one show about like how everybody gets married and shits out a bunch of kids and they're like, "This is life. I'm happy." And
that's
then,
what
like,
I learned at my
6
reunion.
Months later they're like, "Why is he fucking his secretary?" I thought we loved each other.
Right, or my friend.
Yeah, exactly. And now they're all like, and they're all religious, dude. Like,
and they're all very religious. We're from the same place. Yeah.
I don't fucking get it. Like, some of them are just like, I mean,
it's appearances, though. Like, if you didn't go to church, you're a scumbag. Meanwhile, you just married your friend's old husband.
Right.
Because there's nobody else in the world.
Exactly. It's like the people that go to fucking Christmas mass because they're...
So why are you going?
Why am I going?
To more stand-up jokes? You know you're going to hate it, man. You are.
I know. But I kind of... Let me tell you what happened. So this girl... I wasn't going to go, but this one chick hits me up, one of the organizers. And she's like, "You going to go? You should go." And I was like, "I don't know, you know, blah, blah, blah." She's like, "It would be funny, whatever." And so I write her back. She's like, "Yeah, I've got all the dirt on people who've gotten divorced and, like, you know, whatever, whatever. You should come." So I write her back. I don't know. Everybody's either religious or divorced, and I don't really think I'd have a good time. And then I go back, and I'm looking over all my senior, like, pictures.
Right.
And, like, you know, when next to it, they have what people wrote, like, you know, "Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
Here I come, college." Like, her first thing was, "Big thanks to the Lord." Mom and Dad. So, she hasn't gotten back to me since I left that message, so.
That's strange.
And, like, they're all the people, they all have MySpace pages with, it's all like
their kids.
No. That, but also like, if like one of them is like, "If you want to know the secret," and not about the book, like
right.
the secret of like my happiness type of thing, and like where I get all my joy, and message me, I'll tell you more.
Yeah.
It's all about like Christianity and like what?
Can I come to your reunion?
I have.
Yeah. Freaky.
I have as a scumbag just see what people would say. Wrote people like that. This is a couple years ago, and I did a couple, and it's always the same. Like, you know, yeah, I'd like to know the secret to happiness. "Well, it's the Lord, and the book's called the Bible." And I'm like, "Well, I thought you were going to fucking..." There's more to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just passing it along, friend. That's right. What I heard. It's like a phone gang chain.
Until you lean in, and then I whisper, "The Bible." I definitely had your attention on that one.
All right,
thanks.
I could just see Michael Matera in his reunion. He likes messing with the Dunkin' Donuts drive-through people. What he's going to do to those God people. Do me a favor. Seriously, bring a video camera.
I should.
You really?
You guys,
why not?
Would you have the balls? Would you have the balls, Crazy Mike, to have somebody videotape you coming out of the closet in front of your whole class?
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
You should do it.
You should do that.
I totally
would do it. Whatever you decide to do, bring a video
camera.
But
I have to switch my MySpace to gay right now.
Whatever.
Do you know that gay character? Like, I mean, it's... I could. That's a great idea, Keith.
Do I know that gay character?
Of course
that?
You know. Like that.
Your whole life should be videotaped, can I say?
Why?
You should do that. Because I said so.
I don't want to become a reality show.
Oh, right. Oh, I forgot.
I
yes,
know. You're
you.
Deep. I
okay.
know. American right. Gladiators. I know.
Yeah. You know, I've been thinking about that ass nugget. Okay? You're like, they both take skill. Okay. Tom Brady dropping back in the pocket and assessing like three different zones and a blitz and all this stuff and then like, who to drop it off to with like linemen coming at him is not the same as shooting a paintball gun. It's not the same skill.
It's also not
just because
it's
they're
not
both
the
athletic.
Same sport.
It's not the same as
athletic.
Cage fighting. It's not the same as hockey.
It's no. Those hockey and cage fighting, like what I'm saying is it's a lot harder. Just because two people happen to be athletic, the
yes or
activities
no. So this
that
doesn't
take,
drag on yes or no. If you went into American Gladiators next week.
Yeah. If I went into as
do you have a fighting chance, Michael Matera?
No, of course not.
Okay.
But if I went to the
Why?
NFL, I wouldn't either.
Yeah, two things that take skill, right.
No. Two things that you need to be athletic in. Skill.
Okay.
Okay, bodybuilders, just because they're athletic doesn't mean they're going to be a good football player. Actually, they're really not going to be because they're all muscle-bound and have no flexibility or agility.
Okay, so what?
I'm just saying.
And vice versa.
What do you mean and vice versa?
How's Tom Brady going to do in American Gladiators?
Tom Brady...
Okay. I say make him be a shoot fighter. Is he an athlete or not? Who cares? They're different things. Who cares?
I was talking about the skill and the.
Yeah, it's a different skill. You're an idiot.
No, you're not.
You're a dummy.
No, you're not. No, I'm not. That just made me an idiot. He goes, "You're an idiot." I said, "No, you're not." Oh fuck, I am an idiot.
Here's something else I want to talk about. You're getting your headshots done coming up, right?
Yeah, I am.
$1,000 headshots.
I just sound like a fucking idiot.
Let me say this to.
But I'm still right about the American Gladiator.
To actors, okay?
Phone in people.
The headshots that you guys already have.
The headshots that I have, yeah. What about them?
That's what you look like. Actor, there's something actors love, and it's kind of something comedians love. It's something comedians love.
Fuck this.
Where comedians don't put out CDs. I'm not saying you got to do it the way I did it, but comedians aren't putting CDs because they're waiting 15, 25 years to get that perfect hour together. Well, how about all those shows you did where you invited friends, where you're like, fuck you, this isn't good enough, but I feel like going out and doing a show? Put together your shit. It's good enough. But they kind of... They're deliberately not doing it. Actors are deliberately not going out and being actors. They kind of like the joy of, well, did you go to this audition? And I'm not saying you are, but it's something I've thought about before, obviously. I'm waiting for the perfect headshot.
You want me to clear it up for you?
Yeah, please do.
Okay.
I've seen your face. If you look at the KeithandTheGirl.com/support, you sign up for PalTalk. People that have that camera now, you look there right now, for today anyway, is the guest that we have, Michael Matera. Beautiful mugshot. Beautiful. That's you. That's your head. Sorry.
That is my head.
All right. You got it.
Hold on. Let me tell you the difference here. First of all, thank you.
It's a safety crutch for actors, and you're welcome. You've earned it.
Can we hug?
No, I'll hug your mom. She gave good genes in there. Nice and good gene giver.
All right. So here's the deal. The shots that I have up, they're more fashion shots than headshots, traditional headshots. Now, it sounds stupid and maybe dumb to anybody who doesn't really... in the acting world. But
I understand the rules are headshots.
Yeah, it's a very specific
thing.
When
did you get specific headshots taken last?
2.5 years ago.
Outdated.
No, it's not that. It's the quality of the shot. They're not great shots. You need phenomenal. Okay, imagine.
Is it on your MySpace? Because I'm looking through your MySpace right now.
Yeah, maybe. They're on my IMDb page. So if imagine you're a casting director. You're going through 200 kids for a role, okay? You need to have a shot that's going to stop the fucking pile. You know, not just be like one of everybody else. And it sounds stupid, but you need that. You need that. So the shots that I have are not great shots.
I remember Steve Buscemi's headshot, and they were like, perfect.
Well, if it's the look that they're going for, yeah. If they have a bunch of dudes that look like Steve Buscemi, you have to have a shot look that stops the pile. If you have a fucking grainy shot or bad lighting, or if you look like that shot that I have that's posted, I look like I'm doing a fashion shoot instead of a headshot. It looks like I'm like, hey, look at me, I'm suave GQ guy, and I'm like putting on a look. It's not fucking right.
What's your other? I mean, I understand.
There's a t-shirt
the
one though I'm looking at.
There's that one. Yeah, that's the smiley face.
Yeah,
that's like, yeah, it's supposed to be a commercial headshot because you're smiling. Legit is where you're like serious. No,
I do
smiles.
Have to say that shirt that you're wearing, I'm not thrilled about.
Yeah, it's not great. It's not good.
But you always look pretty.
Well. I take a good picture, yeah, but...
Oh, my God, that picture of you in the suit is hot.
I didn't mean like... Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Then there's another shot of you close up.
It looks
up.
Like a fashion
Those pictures
shot.
Are beautiful.
Do you agree that it's a weird crutch that that you hear many times about
yes,
actors?
I do.
I'm waiting for my headshot.
No, I do. I do agree that some people use that. And you know what? I'll tell you the truth. I haven't had the money. That's why. I haven't had the money to go out and get headshots. What I've been using as a crutch, though, is the fact that I don't have a monologue prepared to go on theater audition. So, like, to go on a theater audition, you have to have a monologue. As with a film or television audition, they just give you the sides, meaning they give you the script of what you're auditioning for. You read it. Either you're good or you're not. When you go on a theater audition, usually they have you say, do you have a monologue prepared? You say yes. You read that. And then they're like, oh, okay. And they judge you on that. But I'm too fucking lazy to put together a monologue that I just have been like, fuck it. Whatever, but now that I've met this...
Are you into theater?
Yeah, definitely. I trained theatrically for a year at a conservatory.
Let me give you a list of actors that had friends take their headshots. You tell me if these sound familiar. Meryl Streep.
Streep? I've never heard
Leonardo
of Meryl Streep.
Have you heard of Leonardo DiCaprio? Have you heard of Johnny Depp? How about Robert De Niro? Have you heard of these people?
Yes, I'm sure they all had headshots in the beginning... taken. And you know what? If you get to a level of fame...
I don't know. I just made it up.
What, you
know,
I thought what, so. You know what? I didn't want to call you out. He gets so mad at me. He's like, when I'm doing something, don't interrupt me and go...
When I'm setting them up for the bait and hook, you let them take the chum in the water, and then I attack them like a great white shark.
I did say that before the show. I'm like, Michael Matera's mom's calling in. Oh, you shut your mouth.
Yeah. He goes,
did
don't.
You really say
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
You shut your mouth.
I'm like, I don't know what's wrong with him. He's retarded. Don't you dare go... Oh, don't say that.
Yeah, he told me specifically to say, don't say that. And I was like, you know what? It's his fault for telling his mom to call in. Fine, I'm going to shush the
whole
time.
I want to involve her in my life. I miss her. She's far away. She needs to have...
Oh, I was all for it.
No, no, you weren't.
I thought it was stupid.
But yeah, some people use it as a crutch, whatever. But I'm really excited, actually, to get these headshots. Because when you research it and you really look at it, you can tell the difference. Like, if you want to take a look... I mean, I can tell you the person's name, but like, what a great fucking headshot it is. Like, go to HobermanStudios.com.
Oh, I can't get over it. Are you getting a deal from them?
No, not at all.
Then fuck them. In 1 year, how long have you been doing stand-up comedy?
Like, really, really doing it? Since April of last year is when I consider really having been committed, like, 100% to stand-up comedy.
Will you have a stand-up CD in 2 years?
Yeah, I would hope so.
Okay.
I hope to have a television credit within a year, and then an actual CD put out. Yeah, I would hope so in 2 years. That would be...
Okay. He works so hard. I could see it, absolutely.
Okay.
Let's hope so.
I just don't. And you're not giving, like, necessarily indication of it. You really aren't. But it would sicken me if a couple years go by and I hear a headshot story again.
No. Thank you.
Just telling you, because I see it a lot. I see it a lot, and it's the word sad.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for my headshots. That's you. That's what you look like. That box under your bed.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
The box under your bed.
They all
that's
can't
what the headshots,
boxes.
That's what the headshots are. It's a sad little thought. The box under your bed by Michael Matera. Page one, I suck. Page two, why does God hate me? Page three, I'll never make it. Page four, may I take your order?
Well, happy Ash Wednesday.
Yeah, baby.
We never did that when we were kids.
Really? You know,
obviously, my dad was a Catholic priest.
Wouldn't it be funny if it turned out all the ashes that they've been using for the past, like, 100 years have been burnt
it's
Jews?
Jesus.
Burnt Jews. That
the
would
Holocaust,
be ironic, yeah. The, we never
you gotta
did that.
You got to get ashes from something.
We never did that in our church.
I just sipped out of this. I tore up that card.
We just talked about this.
I tore up that card and threw it in this and then sipped out of it. Whatever. I'm sorry.
What card was it?
It was, I don't know, somebody's.
No. It's not my I love you card, is it?
It's a card that I had laying around that apparently he didn't like.
Emily or something?
You know what? People love coming in and touching shit and reading it. I understand we could clean up better.
Was that your card?
No. Was this your card? No, no. It's the same style of my card, but
No. Was it the card that you brought into here or
no.
was it my card laying
no,
around
some
that
card
you decided
around.
You didn't
He
need.
Ripped up a business
are
card that was laying in front of him.
What are you talking about? I didn't know it was important. Hold on, Emily Epstein.
Yeah, she's. I'm working on her getting on the show.
Oh well, let's get her number again.
Maybe. I have it.
Okay,
you scumbag.
Cool. I can glue it together and dry.
Whatever,
it
Whatever, and dry it up.
Yeah, this is the sound of Emily Epstein's card in a Dunkin' Donuts glass.
I think it's Epstein, but anyway,
whatever.
We'll find out when she's on the
we
show.
We won't know now. All right. Before we get out of here, any news or anything?
Well, actually, I'm going to Mike's show. Next week.
Oh, you are? You're
going to
come?
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah. I'm really
excited.
Yeah.
I'm coming.
Show.
McNally's coming. Relic's coming.
I need to get some. I'm going to talk to him about videotaping it because I want to videotape it. Anyways, it's next Wednesday, February 13th at the Cutting Room in Manhattan, which is 19 West 24th Street. TheCuttingRoom.com or TheCuttingRoomNYC.com is where all the contact info is for the place. But it's at 10 o'clock. Wednesday, February 13th, $12 cover.
It's a week from today, right?
Yeah. I'm doing a 20-minute set. Rick Shapiro's on the show, Gino Bisconti, Dustin Chafin, Brooke Van Poplin, and we've got a really good fucking band called Bugs in the Dark, and they're on MySpace, Bugs in the Dark. Kind of like Sonic Youth meets the Pixies meets the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Are you producing the show? You've been working on it for a while, right?
Yeah, me and Rick Shapiro are producing it.
Yeah, we are definitely there.
Rick Shapiro's the crazy one that was on Lucky Louie.
Correct.
You could tell they didn't give him a script.
Yeah, he's out there. Man.
I didn't say like it's bad. I just mean guy goes off.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, he's there's some funny shit of him on YouTube if you want to take a look. Anybody.
And that information is also on your MySpace, myspace.com.
Yeah.
Michael Matera.
Yeah, it is. All right.
Well, if you're listening and you're coming, I'll see you there.
A lot of people writing in, by the way, saying that the ashes are from the palms from the previous year.
Oh, I know that.
I didn't think they were from Jews.
Neither did I.
You know what? You guys thought we really thought Jews, but you were so calm about it.
Yeah.
No, Keith, let me explain. You would have to be registered Republican or Democrat already, and the ashes are not from dead Jews.
I went to Catholic school for 12 years. I know where they're from.
Thank you,
oh,
Mike.
Michael has agreed to host our karaoke thing. After Keith's show, April 15th is Keith's big stand-up show. We're recording it for his next DVD. After that, after he goes on, we're hiring a karaoke band that's going to go on from 10 to 1, and hosting it will be Michael Matera.
That's going to be fun. Thank you for offering. I'm excited to do that.
I'm so glad that you're the one doing it, because we were really... I was like, if he's busy, I don't know who to call. It was very, very exciting.
I get into karaoke. I tore my MCL doing karaoke, singing Guns' Welcome to the Jungle. I was relapsing, and I went down on my knees to do the part where you go, screaming.
Right.
So I'm down on my knees squatting, and my friend who's wasted with me thinks, hey, this would be a great time for a duet. And he jumps on my back to get to the microphone, and my knee goes, oops, rip. And then I dropped the microphone. I was like, show's over. I walked to a fucking cab and just went, ripped my MCL. I'm a fucking idiot.
Well, yeah, this is going to be cool because you will do a song that night also.
Oh, dude, I love karaoke.
This is live band karaoke, which I think is the only way to do karaoke.
I do a wicked Axl Rose, I'm just saying. But yeah, that's done. I've never done live band karaoke.
It's the greatest.
I heard it's really popular.
It's real rock star-like.
I'm totally self-indulgent with that.
I hate karaoke, but live band karaoke, because there's going to be a lot of people in the room who have kind of known each other off the internet or whatever, or people reuniting for a while. And new people as well. So to watch with your own group a karaoke thing is just super kick-ass.
That's a great idea.
I think this is a problem too, and this is why it's okay for you to start drinking again. Because you probably went finished that night, and I'm like, oh, I tore a muscle. I really can't drink. That's the problem. It's other people drinking and jumping on your fucking back. If I quit drinking and people are jumping on my back, I'd be like, I think I'm going to drink again. Everybody else is, and they're stupid.
Well, when I fell off the balcony, nobody was on my back. That was me.
One time. You know what I mean? If you don't got a handful of problems. When you passed the downstairs room, I don't know if you saw the booze downstairs from our Super Bowl party.
No, I missed that. Thanks for pointing it out.
Does that excite you at all? Will it make you sad to pass? Will you not have to look?
No, I'll be fine. But I'll tell you, if she, like,
in his defense, yesterday we had Jesse Joyce, who also is in AA. Well, not that you're in AA, but also is sober now. And he got excited by the downstairs booze.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like I said before, like you sometimes you feel like you want to relapse, sometimes you don't. And
how does it feel, you passing all the booze coming up here?
Nothing. I didn't feel anything. I didn't even notice it.
You didn't notice?
No, but like, remember when I was here last time and I was really depressed, or the time before that, and I was really depressed. And, like, you're like, I was like thinking, I was like actually like, I was actually thinking about fucking drinking.
About drinking a shot that I put in front of
me. Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's just one of those things. I tell you, I mean, whatever. It's we're getting out of here. I don't know how much you want to talk.
Oh, there's always time for this.
No, it's just like, I tell you what helps, man, for me, is physical activity. Like, it sounds whatever, but there's a definite chemical adjustment, imbalance that changes or whatever when I start to work out or whatever, that helps me like get out of depression or whatever. Just like kind of feel like, you know, okay, this is, I'm feeling better for some reason from working out. And there's a definite chemical whatever. I don't know, whatever.
You know what I know? It's chemical based too. Like, you know, exercise cheers people up. You know what really depresses people? GIFs. Yeah, makes people really,
that's the
really
button
sad.
That's the button on the show. I can't top that. That was good.
Never. Thank you guys for listening. See you tomorrow.
KeithandTheGirl.com.